Eli, how tough was the way you guys lost out there tonight?
It's a tough one. Because I felt we did some really good things. Came out firing the first half, and kind of did everything right. And third quarter there, we didn't play real well. The turnover there in the green zone and red zone hurt us. But fourth quarter we responded. They took the lead, and we had a great drive. Went 92 yards and got the touchdown, took the lead. But you leave Dallas 3 minutes. That's a lot of time for them. But it's still disappointing. We can't with a minute left, three timeouts. All we need is to get in field goal range and not get a first down. That situation is disappointing.
On the interception, what happened? Your ball seemed to be
just
high.
Yeah, just do it high. He's a little flatter than I anticipated, and just kind of. No excuse though. I got a guy running open. I gotta hit him right in the numbers.
You guys had some good drives in the first three touchdowns. And then they got some sacks just before the half. Did they do anything stunt wise? And was their pressure seem to continue in that second half?
They're good up front. Yeah, they got a little pressure. Right before half. They had some good coverage and. Trying to move around a little bit, right before half, yeah, we're trying to get about 10 yards or so to get field goal range. We had a timeout. They got some decent pressure. Had the intentional grounding and put us out of any position to get any points there. But second half, yeah, they're good up front. They move around, do a lot of twists, but I thought we made some plays and we guys protected well up front and gave me plenty of time to make some throws down the field, and just disappointed we couldn't finish him.
Prior to this season, you've thrown the ball to Beckham down in LSU, but that catch he made today.
Yeah, it's pretty spectacular. It was it's too bad we couldn't get a win and have the catch but it's a unbelievable catch and great play by him and concentration and. Going up one hand and snagging that. So he's a playmaker. He makes a lot of big plays for us, and hopefully he'll continue.
Do you think he actually caught it at the time?
Yeah, I knew he caught it. Yeah, I could see where he does that. He practices that kind of that one-handed that snag. He's got big hands and great concentration and. He can make those plays. So that was a pretty great one.
I know you're concentrating on the here and now, but when you see a kid with that kind of talent, you start thinking about the future and what you might have with him. What is that vision to you?
Well, it's exciting. It's fun. It's fun to work with him. It's fun to practice with him. And he's a good kid. And he works hard. And he wants to be good. And he's doing all the right things, which you like to see from a young player. With obviously he's very explosive and a lot of playmaking ability, but he runs a guy with a lot of speed. Sometimes they don't always run great routes, but he's a great route runner and disciplined and so it's fun to play with him in games and fun to practice with him every day and see him get better as a player. No, I don't throw them those. So I throw them the routes and work on our timing and working on the depths of routes and those type of things. That's just something he kind of does on his own.
You've been on the throwing end of two of the greatest catches really of all time. That one tonight is probably going to be considered one of the greatest ones in Tyree's.
Yeah. Both of them are pretty spectacular. So, I guess you got to throw it just bad enough, or they got to make a great catch. So, it was pretty spectacular to see his adjustment to the ball and getting held and to be falling backwards and just put one hand up there and snag that was pretty impressive. And obviously Tyree's under the circumstances of a Super Bowl and jumping up and a guy all over him and holding onto his helmet. Both of them are pretty good.